Journalists at a leading Russian newspaper say a colleague might have been killed for his investigative reporting. Ivan Safronov fell to his death from his apartment building last Friday. At first, the authorities said his death was probably a suicide, but as NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow, they have agreed to look into the case.
Prosecutors launched an investigation after an outcry from Safronov's colleagues. Some of the circumstances surrounding his death have raised suspicions. Safronov apparently fell from a fifth-floor stairwell of his apartment building. A bag of groceries and his hat were found scattered on the stairs below. Sergei Dupin, a colleague of Safronov's at the Kommersant newspaper, says he can't be sure, but Safronov wasn't the kind of person you'd expect to kill himself.
He was a very jolly, open, self-assured person, and he had a sober view about life and its problems. I can't find any reason he'd want to commit suicide.
Ivan Safronov became a military reporter in 1997. Before that, he'd been a colonel in the Russian Space Forces. Kommersant says Safronov was working on a story alleging Russian plans to sell weapons to Iran and Syria via Belarus. Safronov told his editors he'd been threatened with criminal action if he exposed the possible plan to sell highly advanced Iskander surface-to-surface missiles to Syria. That would almost certainly provoke an angry reaction from Washington because the missiles would be capable of hitting targets inside Israel. But Kommersant reporter Dupin, who is investigating Safronov's death, says he's found no evidence pointing to murder. And military analyst Alexander Goltz says it's unlikely the level of information in Safronov's reports would have prompted his killing.
It's a question of just how crazy the authorities have become and how far they're willing to go. I don't think we're there yet. Safronov's reports did not pose a life or death question for the officials involved.
The Russian Union of Journalists disagrees and is launching its own investigation into Safronov's death. Oleg Panfilov of the Center for Journalism in Extreme Situations says Safronov was probably murdered.
Weapon sales always involve huge amounts of money, and people in our government structures care far more about money than human life.
Safronov had angered the authorities in the past. Last December, he reported on the failure of a highly touted new intercontinental missile. According to Kommersant, the Federal Security Service had investigated Safronov for divulging state secrets, but didn't file criminal charges after he proved his reports were based on open sources. Safronov's death comes after the murder of prominent investigative journalist Anna Politkovskaya last October, seen by many reporters as a warning in a country one media watchdog says is the second most dangerous for journalists after Iraq. The Brussels-based International News Safety Institute says 88 journalists and media staff have been killed in Russia in the past decade. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.
All this week on All Things Considered, Gregory Pfeiffer looks at how Russia has evolved in the Putin era. You can learn more at npr.org.